Martin Luther King Jr. was a reverend, a powerful voice of the black clergy in Atlanta, Georgia, from a long line of ministers whose message about spirituality was inseparable from the struggles of African Americans, politically, socially, and economically. Today, one of the biggest struggles for African Americans and all citizens in the state of Mississippi is the fight against diabetes. With just over 34% of the population now obese, a rate above the national average, second only to neighbor Louisiana, at the current rate of increase, by 2030, one in three people in the state, according to a recent study, will also have type 2 diabetes. With the country's lowest physician-to-resident ratio, less than 160 doctors for every 100,000 residents, some activist ministers have taken this struggle into the pulpit and mobilized the church to take up the slack. Reverend Michael Miner is a reverend at the Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Hernando, Mississippi, where his sermons are a driving force in health education for his congregation. Reverend Miner, welcome to the program.
All right. It's wonderful to be on the show.
Explain to me how you get the flock there in your congregation to pay more attention to diabetes prevention and cure than, say, you know, Jeremiah and the Gospels.
Well, you do two things. First of all, you be an example yourself. So if you ever see me, you know I look healthy. And the second thing is I see there's no separation. As a part of my ministry, we have to be healthy mind, body, and spirit. And so I said, look, the way you take care of your spiritual temple, you got to take care of your mental temple and your physical temple. So it's been working for us.
Are people in the congregation saying, why don't you stick to the good book? Don't go Oprah on us there, Reverend.
It was like that a little bit when we first got started. But you got to remember one thing is that when our fellowship meals, they're free. And even though some people griped a little bit, they went on and they ate it and they started participating in it. And then once they lost weight, they felt so much better about it. So they're extremely happy about the change that have taken place.
Now, of course, the church in the South and in Mississippi is no stranger to using the pulpit and using the infrastructure of all of the churches in that part of the country to make social change of one kind or another, even medical and health-related changes. This is a long tradition here.
Yes, it has been. The church has always been the place where we made things happen in the community, even back from the time of slavery through the civil rights movement, even now with the Affordable Care Act. It's just been the place, a rallying place. And although maybe we're not as strong as we have been in the past, when the things are needed in the community, the church is a place to make things happen.
So what can you do that is not possible elsewhere? What kinds of things are you doing, and what is the scale of the problem as you see it?
Well, the big thing that we're doing is we believe that we not only have to have people involved in health ministry, but they need to be trained. For several years now, we have espoused this whole idea of health ambassadors. We have an effort with 3 8-hour modules to walk people through. It's done on a middle school level so that people can learn how to be health promoters, how to be health educators, how to be health advocates.
And are there more ministers per citizen in Mississippi than there are doctors on some level?
Yes. Well, yeah, that goes without saying. There are a ton of houses of worship across Mississippi, and I guarantee you there are way more of them than there are doctors and nurse practitioners.
So what does this do to the ice cream social at the church and the chicken dinner?
Well, instead of having the ice cream social with traditional ice cream, we'll have banana ice cream, which is frozen bananas that's been blended. You put a little vanilla flavoring in it. It tastes great. And then for the dinners, instead of having fried chicken, we have baked chicken, grilled chicken, and even oven-baked fried chicken. A lot of healthy choices that we can have. But at the end of the day, they still have to taste good.
Do you think you can turn the rising trend to a declining trend in Mississippi? Do you have a specific numeric goal, or is it just one person at a time?
Well, this is where I look at it. Even though I have an earned doctorate and do research with adult learners, I'm the advocate out in the field that promoting this thing. I've been partnering with others who do the research, but I can say anecdotally that we're starting to see some changes. I'm hearing about people. There's a pastor that banned fried chicken. See, before you see the actual results, you hear about it in the talk, in the discussions, and that's what we're starting to hear. And I really feel like that in a few years, when the researchers get to it, we'll see that we have really turned the corner in the state of Mississippi.
Reverend Michael Miner, thanks so much for being with us.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Y'all have a great day.